Welcome back to the Awara Musafir show. In today's episode, we are talking with Meher Sindhu Batra, who is a career coach, and she teaches students and a lot of people in their early 20s how they can build a good career, how they can get better at what they do. In this episode, we talk with Meher about a lot of things, right from how to prepare for an interview to how to give an interview in a perfect style to how to explain to your parents what do you want to do in life. There will be a lot of questions that you have, and all of those are answered in this episode. So watch it till the end and do let us know in the comments if you liked it or not. So hello Meher, welcome on the Awara Musafir show. You know, when I was going through your profile, I actually thought, yaar, jab I was starting out my career in the journalism field or basically in any field, if I can imagine, you are the mentor which I never had, right? Like you create that sort of content, which probably I needed at that time. For example, how to write emails, how to prepare for the interviews. So Meher, welcome on the show. Meher, if I'm, I mispronounced your name again.
That's okay. Thank you, Jayesh. And thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be talking to you.
So, you know, I was thinking how to start this podcast because you know a lot of things, right? And I figured out one very easy way to start out a podcast. That is by asking you, you started out as a normal kid growing up in India. And then you go on to become this huge content creator, this huge sort of mentor for people. What has this journey been like? And what are the key learnings that you have taken from this journey?
Thanks, Jayesh. That's a great question. And I think you're absolutely right. You know, my journey has also been like most young Indian students, full of, self-doubt and full of feeling like a loser or, you know, feeling like I'm not good enough or log kya kahenge. You know, all those thoughts have always come in my head. And I think external influences have always impacted my self-esteem in many ways. So my career started just like anybody else's, you know, like stumbling upon taking commerce in high school, not because I wanted to, it was because my science got more difficult. Science nahi lena chahti. Even though my dad was like, nahi, nahi, tum science lo, but no, I convinced him somehow that no, I want to take commerce and I'm going to do MBA. That's all I knew. I didn't know from where, I didn't know how, because two of my cousins were MBA students, MBA graduates, and they were doing pretty well in their life. So I was like, theek hai, I'll do the same and I'll also do an MBA. And I think that's what a career is, right? It's literally you understanding what you want to do right now for the next few years. And then once you achieve that thing, then you need to figure out, okay, now what is next? And sometimes, and that's okay. Like that's how our careers have to be now. You know, you need to figure out on your journey on the way. And it's been the same for me. And my learnings have been just, you know, to learn as much as I can in whatever environment I am in. So whether it was as a chartered accountancy student, you know, learning as much as I could in that environment, whether it was in my MBA or as a strategy consultant or as a side hustler now, you know, having this content creation hub that I've created for myself, I'm learning on the go. And I think I'm still figuring out what I want to do in the long term. And you know, people ask me that, how are you so successful? I've achieved a fair amount of success, but I wouldn't say that I'm the most successful person or I still have achieved everything I want to achieve. So I think my advice would be that, you know, when you're learning and you're going through something difficult, just absorb as much as you can from that experience and use that as a transferable skill that you can take on to whatever you do next.
Correct. So, you know, you said one really amazing thing, which is you're still figuring out what you want to do. Would you say it's okay for people to, you know, switch careers midway? Because I see a lot of young kids today, firstly, they are not sure when they get out of college, even though they have chosen, you know, specific thing, like, you know, maybe they get out of the commerce field or they get out of the science field, but they are not sure that what they want to do. So is it okay for people to maybe choose something now and then as they grow, as they learn newer things, they can maybe switch their careers?
Yeah, of course, Jayesh. I think that's what we need to, you know, this mental block in our heads ke bhai ek baar kuch choose kar liya to wohi karna padega for the rest of our lives. But that's not true now. You know, our careers are going to be 40, 50 years long. We can't be doing the same thing. We can't be using the same knowledge we learned in school or college for the rest of our lives. We'll have to keep iterating our career, keep changing, keep figuring out what we like, what we don't like, what our life priorities yeah. are, what our goals are. So I think ye jo misconception hai ki, you know, I can't switch my career, it's too late now. I think that's a mental block. That's a limiting belief is what I say that you need to remove from your mind. And I also think like your early 20s are, or maybe you're just your entire 20s are about figuring out what you don't want to do to get to what you want to do. Right. So you have to experience different things. You have to try different things. Bhai, marketing try kar li, podcast start kar diya apna, you know, networking kar li aur kuch aur idea aa gaya, you know, us conversation se. So, you know, you never know like what will come out of what. And it's about figuring out along the way. And I would say never think it's too late to, you know, drop a degree that you don't enjoy, that you were forced into, or to completely explore something other than what you're meant to be doing, which is really, you know, your soul's calling. You'll have this one or two things that you really love doing and pay attention to that.
Yeah. So that's really beautiful because I have realized this one thing, which is I graduated as a journalist. I did a job for first few years as a journalist. And then my interest suddenly changed because I was watching a lot of that kind of content, which maybe made me more curious towards the whole marketing aspect of any kind of career, right? So what I did was I switched into marketing. I tried my hand at marketing at few companies for few startups. And then I joined my family business and then I got bored there. So now I'm doing this podcast. So I have realized this thing ki it's okay to change your career as long as you are confident what you really want to do and what you really want to pursue in the long run. But then there's one more thing, which is to have that kind of mindset where you are okay with doing a lot of things and where you are okay to even fail. You need to be curious as well, because jab tak tumhe pata nahi hai ki tum kya karna chahte ho, how do you decide like what all fields you want to experiment with? So are you a curious person firstly?
Yeah, exactly, Jayesh. You've described someone with a growth mindset. Someone who's like a person who's already is like a sponge, you know, like wants to absorb as much as information as they can and then squeeze it at the right time when they need to. So that's exactly what you're saying, you know, trying different things, exploring different options, talking to different people, listening to podcasts like these, watching YouTube videos. There's so much content, there's so much free information available, you know, to explore. Haan bhai, ye bhi kar sakti hu main, you know, having that curiosity mindset. So yes, I am a very inquisitive person. I love learning about new things, and of course, I can't be an expert in everything, but if I like a topic that I'm interested in, I go out there and, you know, find as much as information as I can on that topic. So so I think that's the kind of mindset you need to have. That's the kind of thinking that you need to have, that everyone is going to teach me something that I don't know, right? Mm. And every experience will be a learning for me in the long run. That's what you have to keep reminding yourself. And ye nahi ke bhai haan ek hi closed mindset ke saath ek hi cheez kar rahe ho, kisi se baat nahi kar rahe ho, explore nahi kar rahe ho, to fir kaise pata chalega? You won't get to know only what else is out there in the world that you could be doing.
Right. So, you know, why I talk about curiosity is, okay, so basically this podcast has three sides, you can say. One is the whole career and business wala side. The other two sides are spirituality and history. So we do like, you know, mix of these three content style. And there's this one link which connects all the podcasts, which is curiosity. Like, I don't know how this topic of curiosity comes up in every podcast, but when I'm doing a history podcast, say on a particular king or queen, wahan pe bhi curiosity aa jata hai ki how curious that king or queen was. So do you think curiosity is a skill in the modern world?
Yeah, definitely. I completely agree with you. I think when you may be reading about these great leaders of the past, you may have, that's what you're saying, right? You may have seen that they were curious to see whether this will work or not. Think about all the great inventions in tech that are happening right now. These are people like Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. They were curious to develop something that you know, be better for the mankind, right? Yeah. Elon Musk now, you know, making changes, or you know, Jeff Bezos. These are all people who are leaders of our generation right now,
right,
who are taking things to the next level because they have that curiosity and that eagerness to shift things, to think differently.
Correct.
So yes, of course, I think curiosity is a very important skill that you need to have right now, because then if you're not curious, then you won't question what is being done, whether it's being done correctly or incorrectly. Can I improve on what is being done, you know? वो क्यूरियस माइंड होना बहुत जरूरी है. एंड मे बी यू आर राइट, यू नो इट इज अ स्किल दैट यू कैन डेवलप. नॉट एवरीबडी इज क्यूरियस और इनक्विजिटिव एज अ पर्सन, बट यू हैव टू ट्रेन योर सेल्फ टू थिंक लाइक दैट कि हाँ यार ये क्यों हो रहा है, इसकी वजह से क्या हो सकता है, यू नो, और मैं कैसे इस चीज को बेटर कर सकती हूँ, यू नो, हैविंग दैट काइंड ऑफ asking yourself those questions, it'll just make you more eager to learn and willing to learn.
And you took Elon Musk's name, and I was reading his book. So there it's mentioned that Elon Musk never knew about rocket science in as much detail as he knows now. So what he did was he just read books and watched videos on rocket science, and then he's there now. Like he's building rockets and he's planning to colonize Mars. So that's something which curiosity can help you with. Like it can definitely boost your career path. Like you have worked with a lot of students because you are a career coach. What kind of, you know, conversations do you have with students or people who are in their early 20s maybe? Because what I see, like when I talk about these early 20 people, so these are basically all my cousins right now. And they keep talking about one thing very you know prominently, that is ki, how do we deal with failures? Because school mein jab tak the, college mein jab tak the, they were taken care of, like there were teachers, there were parents who were mentoring them. But now in real life उन्हें आइडिया नहीं है कि क्या करना है, एंड इफ दे फेल दे हैव नो क्लू कि आगे कैसे बढ़े. सो हाउ डू यू टेल और हाउ डू यू गाइड समवन इन देयर अर्ली 20s हु हैज फेस्ड यू नो अ सीरीज ऑफ फेलियर्स?
या जयेश, एक्चुअली दैट इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट कॉमनली आस्क्ड क्वेश्चंस टू मी आल्सो. सो वन इज के यू नो व्हेन दे फेल एट समथिंग दे कीप ड्वेलिंग अबाउट द पास्ट. भाई वही सोचते रहते हैं कि मैं फेल हो गई, मैं फेल हो गई, यू नो, बार बार वही दैट कम्स अप. Or it'll be, you know, my external influences led me to choose the path that I'm on, and I didn't do well in it, you know, blaming external circumstances, and like that's another conversation. So yes, I think people in their early 20s, actually kya hota hai, when we are in school, when we're in college, then we have a deadline, we have a goal that we're working towards, right? Exams aa rahe hain, fir aur exams aa rahe hain, fir wo. Then once we're in the job market, once we're working, once we have our own career, when we're settling down in our business or whatever we are doing, then those goals, that milestone, that goes away, right? So kya hota hai ki chhota sa kuch failure ho jata hai to lagta hai, oh god, life barbaad ho gayi. But it's not true. It's just another hurdle that you have to cross to get to the next milestone. So that's what I keep saying, you know, you are not your past. You are not your past mistakes. You are not your past misfortunes. You just have to remember them in a good way, in the sense that okay, I experienced that, I went through that, but I'm here now. I'm present for a reason. You know, I went through that for a reason. I'm going to learn from it. I'm going to grow from it. I'm going to change the mistakes. Maybe not make the same mistakes again, and do something differently this time. You know, next time.
Correct.
I'm going to build my future. So I think success and failure are not two separate things. You cannot get to success without failing again and again. So that's what I keep telling my students. I keep reminding them, bhai, abhi failure hua hai. When you're 40, fir se failure hoga. When you're 50, fir se failure hoga. Ye hota rahega. Agar nahi ho raha hai, matlab you're not trying something different. You're not trying something, you know, new. You're not challenging yourself. You have to keep learning from these mini, mini failures. And you know, this beautiful quote, which is fall 7 times, get up 8. I just love that quote. You know, you just have to try till you succeed. So don't think that failure ho gaya to yaar, life is over. It's just going to pass. It'll make you a stronger person, and your future will be bright.
And you know, I was going through your YouTube content, your Instagram content, and you talk about growth mindset a lot. And growth mindset is somewhere where you look at failures not as maybe the full stop, but you look at it as a learning curve, right? So I really want to understand from you, like, because, you know, I have major issues with the Indian education system, and I am tired of saying this in all my videos, because we were never taught how to deal with failures, right? So what are the key skills, and especially after the pandemic hit world, what are the key skills which people can inculcate in their life to maybe, you know, deal with failure and build a better career path?
That's a fantastic question, Jayesh. You're completely right. यार वो स्कूल में होता है ना कि भाई फर्स्ट आना है क्लास में या दैट कंपेटिटिव स्पिरिट. शर्मा जी का बेटा ये कर रहा है, यू नो.
राइट.
सो दैट स्पिरिट इज ऑलवेज इन अस, यू नो, इन आर चाइल्डहुड. बिकॉज आवर पेरेंट्स जनरेशन वर्क रियली हार्ड टू गेट वेयर दे आर, सो दे एक्सपेक्टेड देयर किड्स टू टेक इट टू द नेक्स्ट लेवल. सो यू नो देयर वाज दिस एडेड added pressure on all of us, on our shoulders. And I think I completely agree with you that nahi sikhate hain fail kaise hona, because time nahi hota hai, competition itna hai, fail nahi ho sakte. Kaise fail ho gaya mera bachcha, kaise fail ho gaya, you know. But that's as a, I think a couple of skills that you can keep in mind. First of all, I don't want you to treat it as that, you know, I just have to be, you know, okay with it. You know, right. This is toxic positivity that nahi hai bhai, failure meko effect nahi karega. That means that you don't care enough to achieve that goal.
Yeah.
So it's okay. You know, you failed at something, you take time to absorb it, to heal from it. You know, those emotions cannot be ignored. Whether you're feeling upset, depressed, sad, stressed, angry, whatever it is, take your time to absorb and heal those emotions. That's number one. That's a skill that you have to understand that.
Absolutely.
Okay, this is a phase. I will go through it. Take a couple of weeks, take a month, take 2 months, you know, to just get over that failure, whatever it is, personal, professional, whatever failure. Maybe you got laid off at work, or you did not get the promotion, or you did not, get the job you wanted, or whatever. So whatever your failure is, just take time to absorb from it. That's number one. Secondly, I think we have to start each day with gratitude. That's really, really important. I feel like, you know, we just keep thinking about the next milestone, next achievement, that we don't reflect on how far we've come. So, you know, being appreciative of the small things that we have achieved. I always tell my students when they're feeling low, just make a list of all your achievements and feel grateful for, you know, yourself. Feel grateful for yourself. Feel grateful for the efforts you're making on a daily basis. You're so much more ahead than who you were 1 year ago, than where you were one year ago. You're so much better than so many people in such misfortunate circumstances. You know, so you have to keep reminding yourself that, theek hai yaar, I've failed at something, but it's not the end of the world. I'm going to come out of it, and I'm going to, you know, do better next time. So that's number two. I think coming from a place of gratitude. And thirdly, I think once you fail, once you've absorbed and healed, like, do better next time, yaar. Make a plan properly. Ki bhai, kya karna hai? Is bar main kya differently karungi? Is bar main kya, you know, working smartly instead of hardly. What are the things that I'm missing? Maybe, you know, it's about, there are some gaps in your knowledge that you need to fill up, you know. So maybe talking to people, doing a course, or just watching a video, talking to somebody, you know, these kind of things that you can do better next time, because maybe you don't have those skills right now. You just need to develop and grow yourself as a human being. I think just take failure as a part and parcel of your daily life.
Correct. So I usually talk a lot with meditation, like people who teach meditation, and mystics as well. Now, I don't know if you believe in the whole concept of mysticism or not, but then this was one general conversation which I was having with one of my mystic mentor sort of. So what he told me was, a lot of people, what they do is they go to temples, they go in front of God, and instead of praying, what they do is they cry. Like they tell God in a way ki hame ye nahi mila, hame wo nahi mila. But what they should be doing is they should be expressing their gratitude. Like, thank you for giving me everything. And that automatically, you know, changes your mindset. From the fixed mindset to the growth mindset, because now you are thanking the world for things that you have, and you will be thanking the world for things which you will be getting in the future. So that's a very interesting point that you mentioned. And one more thing about skills, like what I have seen, and I am privileged enough, like I have a family business, so I can see the world over there from an outside perspective. Ki kaise jo ek professional environment hai, wo kaise change ho raha hai India mein. India, all over world, it's changing because of the pandemic. So at first, it was something where people were chosen for a specific task or specific job based on their degree. Now they are chosen based on their skills. Ki, theek hai, ye ek skill aati, but what else can you do? So what kind of skills do you think will work for people post-pandemic now?
That's a very interesting question, Jayesh. And I think you're absolutely right. You know, the pandemic has really made us experience things that we didn't think that we would. So many businesses have failed and shut shop and, you know, laid off so many people. And they're also like thinking, you know, from a company's point of view, what kind of people do we need who can become leaders in the future? So you're absolutely right. I think I always say this, that, you know, your degree will only get you so far, right? It's only going to get you maybe a foot in the door, in the sense maybe your CV is accepted and you get an interview call, for example. But after that, your capabilities are done on the CV. But after that, a couple of other things are going to be tested, you know, your motivation, your commitment. Whether you're a cultural fit with that organization, or, you know, your communication skills, your non-verbal communication, how confident you are. You know, these are the skills that are going to be with you throughout your life. And that's what you need to be developing. You know, if you may be the smartest person in the room, but if you're not able to communicate all the things you've achieved, if you're not able to present that with confidence, nobody's going to listen to you. That's an unfortunate way of working now and a way of dealing with things, especially, you know, now we're working remotely. So I think a couple of things, that your confidence has to be communicated even in a virtual remote environment. Firstly, is that. Secondly, you have to be adaptable. You know, if you are showing that you are flexibly going to work in changing circumstances, that's what you need to show, that, you know, no matter what happens, I'm going to stay committed to this firm. Chai up so ya chai down so, I'm going to be there remote or ya fir coming into the office, I'll be there. And and also another thing is that adaptability, flexibility, and I would also say empathy. You know, robots may take over the world later. You know, our jobs may be changing now because of tech. But empathy is something that you won't be able to replicate. So connecting with people on a human level, understanding where they're coming from, you know, building those connections. Networking is so important. So networking kahan se aata hai, you know, when you can connect with people on a human level and show that empathy, that EQ quotient is more important now than your IQ. So, you know, that develop that as well. So I think your soft skills, of course, your digital tech skills, along with your people skills are going to be important in a post-pandemic world.
Correct. I completely agree. And since you are a career coach, I also want to know from you, like, what kind of mistakes do people make when they go for an interview, right? Because we were talking about skills. So, okay, skills, so we can learn the skills. But what kind of mistakes do people make when they go for interview? Because one very common mistake which I see is, like, people, when they come for interview at our offices, like, they firstly don't know about the company. And the second thing is, if they have like a perfect profile, like they have perfect CV, they have proper set of skills, they have a good degree as well, with good marks and all those things. But where they lack is the communication part. They cannot communicate ki wo kitne acche hai. So what kind of mistakes do you think people make when they go for interviews?
I think you've highlighted the top two as well. But I would also say, Jayesh, I have noticed, when I ask people now, give me a brief background, like brief summary of your background, people are not able to tell me about the things they've achieved. You know, like having that solid elevator pitch, your introduction, that's the first impression you're going to make on someone. That should be at the back of your hand. You know, literally, you should be able to say it A to Z, highlighting your key achievements, your USP, you know, how you stand out from the rest of the crowd. That's what you have to emphasize in that one, you have that 1 minute attention of the interviewer, right? That's when you're going to make an impression. So I think practicing who we are, where we are coming from, why do we want to work at this organization is super important. That's completely, like, the elevator pitch is the most important mistake that people make, is not preparing how we're going to introduce ourselves. Secondly, is absolutely correct, is researching about the company and researching about the interviewer as well. So researching about the company would be, you know, finding out when was it founded, who are the founders, what is their history, what are their achievements, what kind of products do they have, services they have, how do they stand out from their competitors, you know, what makes them different, what are the weaknesses, what are they not doing well. That's another thing that we, you know, we have to have an opinion about these things as well. Okay, yeah, you can say, let's say you're joining some company and you see that they've not been doing well in the last couple of years. You can say that, you know, you're not been doing well against your competitors in this, but me, with my experience, can bring this out, you know, make it better for you. So that will just show you in a positive light. Once you know the ins and outs of the company, and I'm sure there's plenty of information on the internet now. Pehle to hota bhi nahi tha ye sab. You know, we have to use these tools to our advantage. So literally, you know, just research about the company. And when you're sent an interviewing email, then you then your interviewer will be mentioned most likely in the email. So, you know, it's about looking up that interviewer, not stalking them, but literally doing like a Google search and LinkedIn profile, seeing what they've done. You know, maybe during the interview, you can find a personal connection with them.
Correct.
And that will just create a bond in some way or the other. And I think, yeah, that's one mistake. And thirdly is the communication, which is related to the elevator pitch. You know, just practicing in front of the mirror, practicing, you're recording yourself on your phone and you know, watching that video again and again. Where are you going wrong? Or maybe watching videos of people you find inspiring and you think are really good communicators. Watching their videos, trying to replicate that in the way you talk, you know, the way you're sitting, all of that, your eye contact, the handshake, all of that is going to matter in an interview. And these little things, humme lagta hai ki they're not important, but interviewer har cheez judge kar raha hai.
Correct. I absolutely agree. And I saw this one, I think so it was a reel or a YouTube video, I don't remember, on your profile, which was about how to accept ki tumne kuch achha kiya hai us job pe. A lot of people, and I have made this mistake ki on my first job, when I did, you know, something which was maybe good. So my boss came up to me and he told me ki ye sab bahut acha gaya hai, there are no mistakes in this. And I was like all awkward ki ha theek hai ho gaya. I couldn't accept that. So, and I had never you know, understood ki maine wo kyun kiya tha. So can you explain that to the audience? Because I think so a lot of people make that mistake where they cannot accept the fact ki samne wala tumhe appreciate kar raha hai.
Yeah, actually, Jayesh, I made that because even I've been like that in my past. Most of my tips are mostly like me telling my younger self, you know, ye mat karna. But yeah, I think that's just, honestly, like that's a very Indian thing. You know, we are very, very humble and modest race. So I have seen people be so brutally honest about, you know, what they've achieved, and you know, very, very immodest about how they've contributed to the team. Look at Americans, you know, British people are very confident about what they're saying and what they're doing. So I think as Indians, we just have a habit of nahi yaar maine akele nahi kiya, oh no, it was no big deal, you know, maine bilkul time nahi spent kiya is pe. Why are we underappreciating our efforts? You know, this again starts with that gratitude exercise, being grateful for who we are and our efforts. You know, if somebody gives you a compliment, you remember that this person has given you a compliment for a reason, right? If you discredit the compliment, they're not going to give it again. You're going to say, nahin yaar, kuch bhi mat bol, there's nothing. Aage se wo nahin bolenge. You know, you have to remember that, okay, they're giving me a compliment for a reason. They've made some observation.
Yeah.
And we have to take it well. I think we just, whether it's negative feedback or positive feedback, we don't take it very well because we don't know how to react. But I think positive feedback also, just take a second to reflect and say, thank you so much, you know, for acknowledging what I've done. That's it. That's all you need to say. You don't need to, you know, share the limelight with someone unless they have helped you. Or you don't even need to discredit their compliment because aage se, you know, they won't say it then. So appreciate where it's coming from. Take a second and say, thank you so much. You know, it was a lot of hard work and I'm so glad you noticed. That's it. That's all we need to see.
Yeah. But why do you think we as Indians have this habit where we do not appreciate ourselves? Whereas when you look at the Americans or the Britishers, as you said, they are great at that thing. And why are we like this? Like, what is that fact which, you know, differentiates us from them? In this aspect,
I think it's just a culture. It's a cultural thing. Like, you know, not everybody is going to be, it's just how we are while growing up. We are taught to, you know, adjust, to share, to, you know, be nice to people, respect elders, you know, these are the things that we are taught. So since it's in our nature, it's okay. It's a good trait to have because that's what makes us good employees. We are really good employees. You know, when you look at any organization abroad, some of the best top working, hardworking, intelligent employees will be Indians. So, you know, like we have to appreciate the goods in us as well. But yes, someone gives us a compliment, please let's, you know, be proud of ourselves and give ourselves a pat on the back and take it with grace.
Right. And you very rightly mentioned ki as Indians, we are always taught to adjust. And this adjustment part comes in our career growth as well, in our career path as well, because this is a very common thing. And I think so, I'm generalizing, but 95 or 98% of Indian families do this, where they meddle in between their kids' career. Like they ask them to take a specific stream when they are out of their 10th standard, when we have to choose between arts, commerce or science, the major three fields. And in India, there's this one trend where majority of families will ask their children to take up science, and then and they'll tell you ki science kar lo, zindagi achhi hogi, then engineering kar lo, life will be better. So how can people come out of this rut where their families are constantly on their backs ki yahi karna hai, yahi karna hai? How do students cope up with that?
Again, like I said, that generation was like that because they hustled so much. Then our generation, maybe that generation didn't have as many number of degrees as this generation has, right? Because they were literally learning on the job and making the most of the opportunity, saving as much as they could. And our generation now is a privileged generation because we are like, okay, we have all this on a platter. And now there's a pressure from our parents because they only see the tried and tested formula ke bhai engineering kar lo to sahi hogi life ya doctor do medicine and then you'll be fine. So I think that's unfortunately the mentality that we all have, and hopefully once our generation become parents, it'll be different. But I think you just have to firstly, I would say there could be two ways of looking at it, right? One is that you go into complete rebellion mode, ke bhai meko mat bolo kuch bhi karne ko, I will do whatever I want. Secondly, is like they take a middle path, which is that your parents are coming from a place of either experience or they just wish well for you. So there is a communication gap that happens that we think, okay, our parents are forcing something on us because they've just seen Sharma ji ka beta is successful, so I'm always being compared, my grades are always being compared, I'm no good, that way the child's self-esteem also keeps deteriorating. So we just have to remember that, okay, our parents want the best for us. That's the mindset we need to have, and then it's about reasoning with them, saying that Papa, Mama, you want the best for me and you think that this may be correct, but this is not where my heart is. And then, your parents are not expecting you to completely disagree with them and then be, or completely agree with them and then be unhappy. They don't want you to be unhappy as well. So if you come up with an alternate plan, and if you have a solid plan, ki theek hai meko graphic designing karni hai, but main is institute se ye wala course karungi, aur yahan tak itne iski fees hogi, uske baad main ye karungi, uske baad main ye karungi. If you have a clear plan, against their alternative, then they will probably support you. 90% of the time they will support you. But it's because the kids just want to rebel and they don't show any clarity of thought that they've actually done their homework, they actually have an interest. Correct. That's when there is an argument or a debate. So I think the kids also have to take some bit of responsibility ke bhai, if they are forcing you to do something, it's because you are not showing any motivation or any direction. If you show a direction ki haan meko ye karna hai, then mostly they'll agree with you.
Correct. And I completely agree with what you said. You need to have a clear plan because I come from a Marwadi family. In Marwadi families, it's CA and business. It's like, saath mein jaate hain. So a lot of my extended family was forcing me to get into the commerce field. But once I explained my whole plan to my parents, then they were like, okay, tujhe jo karna hai kar, we'll handle the extended family. Their opinion doesn't matter as much. So I think so you are accurate there ki you need to have a set plan. Meher, like I know for a fact that you read a lot of books because you make content on that as well. So I really want to know what kind of books do early people who are in their early 20s should read. So maybe, three or four recommendations from your side. And then I have one question for you, which is completely off the topic, but I have to ask this because a lot of people have told me, ye puchna, ye puchna. So it will be completely off the topic, but yeah.
Okay. I think firstly, everybody has their own interests on what type of books they like to read. Yeah. But I think in your early 20s, you need to grow as a person, as an individual. So personal development and self-growth books are the ones that I would recommend. And my top books are firstly is I always say this is The Alchemist. Okay, you have to
Yeah.
read The Alchemist. It's
Beautiful
like the
book.
Bible. Yeah, it's a beautiful short book. You'll finish it, and especially if you're getting into the habit of reading, it's a
Yeah.
great book to start with because it's very, very short. And secondly, is I think any book by Robin Sharma
Oh, yeah.
is going to motivate you in ways you wouldn't even know. So the 5 AM Club, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, and his
Yeah.
latest book, The Everyday Hero. Manifesto is amazing as well. So I think just start with Robin Sharma, Paulo Coelho. You know, these are great,
Yeah.
great authors. And I believe there are many, many other books like on different topics. Like, you know, if you want to know
Correct.
about distractions or studying well or investing, there are many other books. But I'll stick to
Right.
those two.
Perfect. So these were some great recommendations. By the way, the 5 AM Club is one of my most favorite books because it taught me a lot about like how, why I need to get up early.
Yeah.
And then one, the question which everyone has asked me to ask you is the one ki aapne MBA kiya hai, theek hai? Now, whenever people who are in their early 20s, they are majority of them are thinking about their MBA as well. Now, when they come to the MBA part, there's this huge debate. Should they go for a job first or do their MBA or vice versa? So what's your take on that?
See, I have been saying this again and again whenever I talk to my students. It's like, you know, like I think again, Jayesh, you know, race hai. It's like a rat race. Ke bhai, masters bhi kar lete immediately after bachelor's. And that's
right.
How we are trained and that's how we are taught. And that's how we, you know, our parents, what they say, or you know, there may be other pressure on, you know, maybe settling down or getting married or you know, things like that. But I think because I've done an MBA and because I did it after work experience, I think I got a holistic experience. You know, an MBA is a master's in business administration, right?
Right.
It's about understanding end to end how business works, operates, learning how, you know, what their policies are or how they manage their people, what strategies
Correct.
They should implement. You know, it's a very in-depth kind of a degree, which you would not be able to get the most out of if you have no practical experience of actually working in an organization or starting something of your own or doing some kind of getting some kind of exposure other than, you know, your theoretical degrees.
Correct.
And whether that's the right answer or no, I don't know. But I always say that, you know, you will be able to learn more in a classroom filled with people who have experience. So, you know, the average age of the class is a little bit higher, number one. Number two is when you are also coming from a point of experience. You don't want to go there and then, you know, be someone who has imposter syndrome and it feels like, okay, main to kuch kiya hi nahi hai life mein.
Correct.
You know, you should be able to contribute to the conversations. There's so much of case studies. There's a lot of networking that happens. You know, there's just, MBA is not a theoretical degree. It's about
Correct.
The experience. It's about exposing yourself to things you haven't even thought of before or haven't even done before. So, you know, having that kind of experience will only be useful after you have just a little bit of experience. And I'm not saying, hey, bhai, 5 saal ke liye kaam karo, uske baad karo MBA.
Right.
That may not be the right path for you. But please, please, I would really say work for a little bit. Understand
Correct.
Who you are. Maybe, you know, 1 year from now, you think that you want to do an MBA today. Maybe you get into a job and you discover, bhai,
yeah.
meko MBA to karna hi nahi. It's not aligned to my long term. Not everybody needs to do a business
right.
degree. Yeah? There are so many other masters that one can do. So that kind of, those kind of questions you'll only be able to answer because unless and until you've tried and tested something.
Yeah. So one last question before we end this podcast. Why should someone do an MBA? Like, because you mentioned it right now, ki ek saal baad ho sakta hai ki you don't want to do MBA. So what was your reason and what should be people who are thinking about doing MBA, unka kya reason hona chahiye?
Why I did an MBA was because I was unfortunately, you know, studying for some really tough exams and which was the CA exams, and I was just literally done with, you know, theory kind of studying.
Right.
I wanted to push myself outside my comfort zone. Because of CA, I didn't have really too much of campus experience. I wanted to, you know, go into a university, learn from classmates, learn from professors, and have like a practical way of learning than, you know, a theoretical way of
Correct.
Learning, which was my course. So I think it's different reasons for different people. But for me, I wanted to, you know, move abroad. I wanted to get a global exposure, experience a different type of culture. Studying business is something I wanted to study because I wanted to be an entrepreneur eventually in my life. So, you know, it was just
Right.
adding up that degree was at the right point in my life. I think for other people, you need to reflect, bhai, why do I want to do an MBA? It's very important. What is it? Is this going to be another degree? Is it because my friends are doing it? You know, really reflecting, bhai, okay, what is this course made up of? How is it going to add value to my long-term career goal? And then again, you know, having clarity about what your long-term career goal is super important. And I also think like an MBA can help you in three ways. Number one is accelerating your career in the field that you're in. So, you know, taking it to a step higher than what you were, because you would be exposed to different things. Or it could be a career shift as well. So if you're, let's say, in finance and you want to get into strategy like I did, so, you can use an MBA to pivot your career a little bit. Or the third is like a location change. You are studying in Delhi and you want to go to Bombay, then you do an MBA in Bombay and explore that market. Similarly, you want to move abroad. So, you know, it's a great way to get to change your location as well. So, yeah, I think these are a couple of things that, again, comes from self-reflection, understanding your long-term goals. And that's where I think a lot of students of mine, that's where they lack, and that's where they come to me, ki, bhai, meko karna kya, meko pata nahi, because they don't think, about, they're just, you know, literally in the rat race, and they're not using the time to actually understand who they are, what they want.
Right. Beautiful. So Meher, thank you so much for doing this. We have, in this short span, we have talked about a lot of topics. And I really hope ki jo bhi ye dekh raha hai ya sun raha hai on Spotify, they get to learn something new. Before we log off, Meher, any last words for our audience, or if there's anything that they should check out on your profile? So please, please tell them.
I would just say that, your career is going to be full of ups and downs. Please don't feel demotivated. Don't compare yourself to other people. Wake up in the morning with gratitude and do your best. Give it your 100%. And, you know, choti choti cheezon se hi you achieve those big, big goals. So take mini goals to achieve a big goal. If you have any questions, doubts, you can always follow my page at MSB Vision or Meher Sindhu Patra on YouTube and reach out to me for a mentorship session if you need help.
Perfect. So Meher's links will be in the bio. And also check out her workbook. I was just going through the video that you have made and it's really interesting. So everyone should check out that workbook. Meher, thank you so much for doing this. Once again, this is Awara Musafir Show. If you enjoyed, then do hit the subscribe button and do connect with Meher. She will guide you if you are in, you know, some kind of rut in your early 20s or as a student. So do contact her. Thank you for joining in.
Thank you so much, Jayesh. Thank you for having me. And I think your podcast is helping so many people out there. So more power so to you and more great episodes to look forward to.
Thank you so much.